I've grown up and lived in Wrangell all my life. I've been on a tribal council for at least 10 years. And since I've been on the council, we've hired a tribal administrator, and that's Esther Reese Ashton. And that has been a big plus. She's helped us immensely since she got on. The thing that comes to my mind first after that is COVID. When COVID started, we had a lot of meetings. We have a regular monthly meeting, and then we would, during that time, probably two meetings a week, just trying to figure out how we were going to help our tribal members get through COVID. We worked on mitigation plans for our office and how the staff would be involved with that. We also had a lot of help for our tribal members, and it was to help them be more self-sufficient. With COVID money, we ordered for each household a pressure cooker and vacuum sealers and bags. Each family got a smokehouse and a garden. We hired tribal members to help make those. I think about that time and how we had just really worked hard on what we could do to help our tribal members. As a council member, we vote on things. And one of the things that we do is we vote on who we're going to be hiring for the different positions. We are also currently trying to get our tourism up and running. We've got youth interested to work summertime jobs. And WCA is now able to carve the totems, which is part of our economic development, putting tribal members to work and trying to raise up our own carvers. This summer, we're going to raise several poles on Shakes Island. Now be happening in July 18th through the 20th. In the past, we've hosted the Hokulea, and they were from Hawaii. Last year in the fall, we blessed the Capitol Christmas tree before it headed cross country to Washington, D.C. And when we were there, one of the people that helped get that done was so thankful that we did that blessing. They said that they had almost an accident while they were bringing the tree across, and thankfully nothing bad happened. So there's just so much that we do. We're always busy. I've always been involved with the children's group, the Johnson O'Malley program, since my children were all little. And when they grew up, I continued to stay in that area working with children. I worked in the Indian education program at the Wrangell Public Schools and helped get Tlingit language into the school.
What would you say your top priorities are as a council member?
Continue to work on our totems, keep that going, and just working with the clans. We do things together that makes it a lot stronger. We're one of the only tribes that does that, and it really seems to have good results. And fishing, sport fishing and subsistence fishing for both sockeye and halibut is important to me, and I believe that needs to continue. Another thing on our wild rivers, the Stikine, the Taku, and the Unik, the Canadian government is putting a lot of mines, and they have plans to put up more. So that's something that I would like to get involved with, try to keep our rivers pristine and controlled so things can be kept in balance.
What would you say makes you a wonderful candidate?
I try to keep in the front of my mind always what we can do to help our tribal members. I believe I make good decisions, and I have had a lot of experience on what we do.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I just would like people to get out and vote. I'd like to let them feel like their voice is being heard, and they can do that by going down there and voting on the 27th on Thursday between 10 and 7 p.m. down at the carving facility. So WCA members, please get out and vote. Gonna cheesh. Ho, ho.